Turtle, your team is up next.
Yes.
You had a theme this week, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about the theme.
I had the contestants pick songs for each other.
Good way to sabotage each other.
So, Heaven picked out songs for Farah.
Who dropped?
And then, yeah, she was supposed to pick songs for Nani.
So what happened there? What happened with Nani?
She just sent me a couple of songs that she already like recorded earlier in the week.
She was asking me for song suggestions.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, Farah was online, so I sent her like messages, but I never got a reply back, and I didn't know.
I sent her messages until she didn't reply.
I think she's just like busy in general.
Yeah. Hey, Val, can you mute your mic? Or I think that's about the purple pony, Olivian, actually. Stop setting the microphone.
She can't hear you.
Okay.
No, it's you. Definitely not.
I see sound coming from her microphone.
Yeah.
Me too.
It sounds like somebody's having sexual intercourse.
Dylan.
What? It does. It's okay. Okay, shut up, Heaven. It wasn't like my dream. Okay. Go ahead, Turtle. Sorry.
So, like, Nani just sent me a couple of songs, and I just told her, like, which one, that it was good, and I used it. And then, Nani chose songs for Clary.
Mm-hmm.
Clary chose songs for Sukono. And Sukono chose songs for Heaven.
I'm interested to hear this. That's an interesting idea. I told Nani that Farah dropped. So we have a recording of that, correct?
Yes.
We actually have it this time?
It's in here.
Okay. Who's up first for you after that?
That would be Clary.
Clary is doing a song that was picked by Nani, which is what song?
My Immortal by
Evanescence. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So we're going to listen to the clip, and then we're going to go right into Clary singing My Immortal by Evanescence.
All right.
Everybody ready? Let's do it!
I'm so tired of being me, suppressed by all my childish fears, and if you have to that you would just leave, but your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal, this pain is just too real, there's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cry,
I held your hand through
That was Clary. I know from experience working with Clary on the radio that she's like down to do any song you tell her to do, which is good and bad. It's good because she's easy to work with, but because she's in Britain and she never talks to anybody, it's hard to get communication with her. I think this was a bad song choice for you. I think it's beneath you. I hate this song like poison, though, so that might just be it. I thought you sounded great on the bridge, though. What did you think, Rochelle?
I did not like this song for you. Normally, I'm into what you do, like, song-wise, and for some reason, I just did not like how this sounded on your voice. Like, you sound, it, like, just felt so in your nose, which was odd. Dylan!
What?
Stop discrediting my...
I wasn't.
When you snort...
I was thinking it would have been funny if you told Jeffers he was in your nose.
Oh my god. I just want to say one thing and not...
Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
Have it be innuendoed.
In my nose. Okay.
I'm done. Nothing else.
Turtle.
So, for Clary, it was like between... this song and Falling, and she recorded both songs, so just because she needs to work on Emotion Smart, I just told her to go ahead and do this song.
I thought emotionally she pulled it off.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the quality of her voice wasn't like, it's not like as good as she has been before, but well, I don't think it was that bad.
I love it.
I liked it and didn't like it at the same time. I do think that the emotion was really good, like, at the parts, like, the All of Me parts, those were so pretty. I liked those a whole lot. But then, throughout the song, it was really nasal, and there were some tempo issues, and then the ahs at the end sounded like yaws, but I really love when Clary goes into that tender area of her voice. It's just so pretty. I really love that.
It's probably a double standard because Clary is so good. And I feel like sometimes we critique the really good people more harshly than we critique the really bad people. Like with the bad, not bad, but like the less stronger of the singers were like, that was really good. And then the good singers were like, that was bad. So I don't know.
Because people get pissy.
People notice when like really strong singers kind of like they're not as good as like the week before.
Well, we're like,
and they jump on that.
We're like real Hollywood in that we build up people here, and then when they get up too high, we tear them back down. That's what I do with Rochelle.
That's why it's called Voice Hollywood.
Yes. Rochelle, do you have anything else you want to say? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Nope.
Okay, who's up next, Turtle?
Nani. She's singing Run by Snow Patrol.
Picked by whom? Her herself, right? You said
herself. Okay.
Let's listen.
I'll sing this one last time for you. Then we really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right in all I've done. And I can barely look at you, but every single time I do, I know we'd make it any place away from here. Light up, light up, as if to think I might not see those eyes makes it so hard not to cry. And as we say our long goodbye, I nearly do.
Was Nani. Beloved is still trying to unpause her thing. Turtle.
I love this. I love it when she just like goes for those really, really high notes because it's so fantastic. I really want to hear her on a Christina Aguilera song.
This song caught the attention of Traviata in the chat and her hamster-like attention span. So there's something to be said for that. And now that Farrah is not reliable, let me just say that if someone on my team does not win The Voice, I hope it's you, because you have one of the most amazing voices. I don't think anyone on VH can go toe-to-toe with your higher range. You have so much power there and so much emotion. And this is probably my favorite thing I've heard on the entire series, and that includes my own team, no offense. So credit where credit is due. This should be nominated for a VH award. What did you think, beloved?
I think you remind me of Jessica Simpson in parts. Your voices are kind of similar a little bit.
Yeah, I could hear that.
That being said, I'm going to get raged up for this, but this wasn't my favorite thing I've heard you do.
You're an idiot.
Shut your face. Okay. I liked it a lot. Like, if you're comparing this to other things, it's amazing. But for you, for stuff I've heard you do, it's not my favorite. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not my favorite of your stuff.
What was your favorite of hers?
probably last week.
There's so much emotion in the end of this, though. Like, compared to last week, this was just... I guess it's apples and oranges, whatever. It's Guild Dragons.
I can have my opinion, gosh.
I know, I'm saying your opinion is fine. It's apples and oranges. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
No, I liked it.
For sure.
I liked it a lot. I don't really have anything bad to say. I think her emotion was really good. I really liked her high notes, and I really liked how emotional she got, and her voice sounded really good on it. It was like a solid choice. I didn't know that this was what that song was. Like, I didn't know that was like the title and the artist until now.
It's hard to remember words.
Sometimes.
Turtle, who's up next?
Up next would be Heaven.
With Sukono's choice, correct?
Yes. Sukono gave him 5 choices, one of them being S&M by Rihanna.
They were
which
all
he
like,
almost did.
Were they all love songs to dudes and like perverted songs? About Sims woohooing?
I don't even remember. Sims, all I remember was S&M.
Is that what he's doing, S&M?
No. No.
I'm so excited.
Oh, God, I wish.
He almost did it, and then he chose a different song. He said he might do it for, like, hit singles.
I think you should do it tomorrow for Rochelle's star ceremony. Special guest performance, Heaven. Okay, what did he end up doing?
Skin by Rascal Flatts.
Okay, that's not a dirty song. Okay, let's listen to that then. Push play.